Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord over all. In Him we live and move and have our being. And yes, though we get knocked down, the righteous fall 7 times, and yet they get back up again. We fall down, but we keep coming back. Why? Because no one takes our lives from us. Just like Jesus, we lay them down of our own accord only to take them back up again. We have chosen to follow the Lamb. We go with Him wherever He would lead us and guide us. And in that process of going with Him, the result of going with Him is that we experience true life while we're here. Now, this is not religion. This is not a list of do's and don'ts. This is not a this is out of a real relationship with your Heavenly Father. And if you cry out to Him, He hears you. If you come to Him with a broken and a contrite spirit, if you come to Him with humility and seek His face, knowing that He's there and He's with His people. The presence of God is there with His people. He leads and guides His sheep. There is some reason for all that we go through here in this life. I know sometimes we wonder what's the reasons, and some things may not be as clear as we'd like them to be, but rest assured, there is a purpose in all that we go through and experience in this life. And this is where trust comes in. This is where faith comes in. Because you've got to trust God. You've got to trust that He knows what He's doing with you. You've got to trust that He is leading you in a path that He, who knows the way, who is the way, that He's leading you in a path that is going to result in the purposes and the plan and that which He intends for your life, as well as your purpose being fulfilled in the earth. We've been off air for a little bit because, boy, I tell you, we went through just a set of attacks that were pretty mean. And in Jesus' name, we send them all back sevenfold to those places. And also with a little word of caution, you're wrong. Don't do that kind of stuff. Because we might get knocked down, but when we come back, God lifts us up. And all that stuff boomerangs back on those that send it to us. If we were not God's, if we did not belong to Him, then those things would find their place and find a mark. But they don't land. They're, just like an unjust curse can't find a settling place, when there is none. It just kind of goes around. It just kind of goes off and goes, but it goes back. It goes back to the sender. So you, my brother and sister, walk with Christ with all your heart, and He will take care of these other things. Now, there is a call for, in the midst of all these things, to war in the Spirit, to rise up into what it is that God has given you, to be moving in your inheritance and who you are in Christ Jesus. See, God has given and gifted us with incredible power. God gave power unto His saints. God gave power unto His church. He gave power to the early church, and He's given power unto us. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So wherever this broadcast gets out to, all over the world, you're in the uttermost parts of the earth, you've got power. You've received power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that enables you to be a witness, to be somebody that speaks the truth, to be a living representation of Christ Jesus in the earth, that gives you the power to put to death everything that is not like God in your life, that gives you a power where life triumphs over death, light triumphs over darkness in you. See, as you walk around, as you carry on, as you move forward in what God's got for you to do, that light shines through you, and those that are on the other side, they know that. It bears witness. Now, we are also those that walk and bear witness of the good news. The good news is that there's a way out. There's a way out of this matrix. There's a way out of this trap. There's a way out of that which the enemy of our soul intended to keep us trapped here, to destroy us in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirits, to break us, to conform us to the world and the world system. There's a way out of that. And that way out is Christ Jesus. That way out is to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God. Let His power flow through you. Walk in that truth. Put your shoulders back. Know that He's given you the answer and move in that. The way out is not to seek groupthink and not to look for the approval of man. You'll never get it. Why? Because the bulk of mankind is and they've missed it in the first place. And this is an individual walk. I can't do this for you, and you can't do this for me. But what we can do is we can share truth, and we can encourage each other in the way, and we can make that decision. But don't look to man, because man is flawed. The only one you should look to is Christ Jesus. Out of the direction of the Holy Spirit, He will show you, and He will possibly encourage you along the way at times when you need it. There'll be some people that cross your path, and those people that cross your path, they will just encourage you in that which God is already speaking into your own heart. Those things that, now don't look to a person though after that, because sometimes we can get enamored with a person, but that's not what you're to do. You're not to be enamored with a person, but you're to seek the living and true God, and He will direct your path. You know, it is Him that directs and quickens and shows and says, okay, this is what you need to do this day. This is the way you need to go. This is where your priority should be. This is what you should put your focus on. This is how you should pray. Yes, pray. Pray, pray, pray. That was something that God, you know, started speaking to me, a couple weeks back before I started coming into all this craziness, was pray. And we need to, and I've shared this with other people, one-on-one and over the phone, and I'll share it with you right now too. The call right now, we need to be praying. You know, we need to pray. And Jesus said, not if you pray, He said when you pray. You know, when you pray, you need to pray like this. So it's not if, but when. So, and the call right now, because of where we're moving right now and all that's going on in the earth, because of all that's going on in the earth, you need to pray because that's where your power is going to be. You need to pray because that's where your where your direction is going to come from. You need to pray because in that process of praying, you are going to have strength. So Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5 says, and when thou prayest, not if, but when, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, that they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. But be ye not therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You need to forgive, to release, and to let go, because that also releases you from the prison of this world. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's going to bind you into this place. It's going to keep you locked here into this crazy cycle of needing to see this retribution and all this other stuff and that anger and that resentment. It's just going to keep you locked up as a prisoner of your own devices nonetheless, especially when God has given you the power, as we said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You've been given the power of His Holy Spirit to put to death everything that keeps you from being that witness that God wants you to be. You've been given the power to put to death unforgiveness in your life. So forgive, release, let go. You know, with all that's going on in the earth, there are things that do need to be said. Absolutely. There are things that need to be, but we need to be witnesses and without personal agendas. Our goal is not to try to get back at people that have gotten to us. Our goal is not to try to make them hurt because they hurt us. Our goal is not to see them up, you know, just totally destroyed. When I see people get destroyed that have done evil against me, I feel bad for them. It's not like because when somebody's gone the way of the world, that's all that they have is the reward that the world gives them. And when their lives are destroyed in that, they've both forfeited their souls as well as that little tiny momentary blip of happiness that they got from whatever those things were that they made the exchange for. It's a sad thing to see a person's life just fall apart and them not be here anymore. But everyone reaps what they sow. That's why God also said, look, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. So God will take care. God will settle accounts. Now, in the process of God settling accounts, you, whatever people have done to you, you lay it at the feet of the Father with all the pain and all the hurt and whatever it may be, however you feel, take it before Him, but you keep it at His feet. Be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And He is going to give you peace, and He's going to show you. But when you are up from that place, now you've left it before Him, now you as a child of the living God are being directed by His Spirit, and then God is going to inspire you to pray. And when He has you pray, that is going to be Him flowing through you. But now it's not corrupted by those desires and those internal conflicts that you've been holding on to. Those things now have been laid at His feet, and God will sort those out in His due time. He will work out things in His due way. He will sort that out how it needs to be. But now you have left that at His feet. You've got up ready for service. You're in a place where your mind and your spirit is there that can be that He can flow through you. And then in that place, God is going to speak to you about that which is going on around you, that which is going on in the world around you. And God's going to have you pray. And those prayers and those times, those are directed. They're like targeted missile attacks against the works of the devil. And instead of you being locked in on your little tiny things going on in your own life and this myopic individual thing, which God cares about, by the way. He cares about, He said that He knows the number of hairs that you have on your head. Not a swallow falls to the ground without God knowing about it. So God cares about the minute details of your life. But because you know that He cares about it, give it over to Him and then get in the game, the bigger game, which is the purpose that God has put you here in the earth for. You will let Him direct those other things and pray and leave it there, but then allow God to open up your wider view, your broader view, and let Him direct, because there's a purpose for you in the earth. You know, this last week, God has had us pray, and I've had the chance to pray with, some very, very close brothers and sisters in Christ about several things. And every time we pray, and these are larger scale things, and we see right away the hand of God moving, because God is using His people to intervene in that which is taking place in the earth right now. So when you pray, know that your prayers have power. And this is why, too, the enemy works so hard to get you wrapped up in your tiny little life and your individual things, so that you are not in a position and you're so broken and so downtrodden that you just look at that the little thing of your own life, and you miss the bigger purpose that you are an incredible warrior of the living God, that you've been given the power of the very God that created the universe lives inside of you, and that's there, and it can be brought to bear on whatever situation you're facing in life, but you can't even see it because you're so wrapped up in your own thing. Instead of that, seek the face of God. Put things before Him. Let Him direct your prayer life. And as He's directing your prayer life, know that He's put power in your hands, and the sword of the Spirit is in your mouth. The word is in your mouth. It is going to come out of your mouth as a two-edged sword. It's going to cut through. It is going to make a difference in the lives of people. Your prayers will change things. People will know that there is power living in you. And it is not a matter of pride. It is a matter of destiny. It is not a matter of individual exaltation. It is a matter of you being an ambassador of the living Christ, living God, the Christ, and you walking around as His representative in the earth, speaking the truth and revealing the will of God for mankind at such a time as this. Now, how does that sound? Listen, God loves you guys, all right? God loves all of us. And we, yes, we go through. Yes, we take some hits. That's par for the course. But don't let that be the place that you stay. Yes, we get knocked down, but we get up again. And we put our shoulders back and we praise the living God. And war in the Spirit because God has given you that power. War in the Spirit because God has given you that strength. War in the Spirit because God has given you the weapons of your warfare, and they are powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. And you got to use them. You got to use them. Why did He give the weapons to you? Because He expects you to use them. The weapons of our warfare. Let's go there really quick. I know we've read this before, but Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Amen. Amen. We have weapons, and God's given them to us. You got to use them. Dust them off. You got to use them. I know. We've had a window where we've all been knocked down. God wants you to get up. Get your feet back under you. Stand up, let His strength flow through you. Pray, because that is your source of power. When you pray, because the veil of the temple was rent in two, it is finished. You have direct connection with the living God. The source of life is right there. And when you pray and you boldly come before the throne of grace, the power of the living God floods your whole being. Light floods your whole being. And that light is your strength. That power of the living God is your strength. Pray. You know, I know the devil has discouraged a bunch of us out there. But the reason he works so hard to discourage you is to keep you from praying. And that's something, this is part of going from childish things into maturity, is that you move past those things. And you step up into being a soldier of the living God. You step up. Pray. And when you pray, trust know that God hears your prayers. The prayers that we pray changes things, changes the world around us. I'm going to pray for you guys right now. Father God, I pray right now, Lord. I pray for my brothers and my sisters in Jesus Christ that are listening to this broadcast. Father, I pray that you would strengthen them. Right now, in Jesus' name, we rebuke every demonic attack that has come against our brothers and sisters. We break every demonic stronghold. We break every attack of the enemy. We shield all of us with the blood of Jesus right now. We pray, Father God, against every attack against people's health, every attack against their finances, every attack against their creations, the creations of their mind and the creations of their hands. In Jesus' name, we break every one of those attacks right now. And in Jesus' name, they are broken and they are done. And instead, Lord, we release blessing and peace, the power of the Spirit of the living God in their lives, direction, quickening, a clarity of your voice, Father, in their own minds and spirits and hearts. Lord, we pray for strength, Lord God, for your body this day. We release in Jesus' name the strength of the living God into every one of us. Lord, we do not fear the retribution and the attacks of the enemy, because greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in this world. And Lord God, we serve the greater one. So in your name, in Jesus' name, we move forward. In Jesus' name, we receive power and blessing and strength and honor and victory. And Lord God, we ask, Father, that you would dispatch your angels to each and every one of us, Father. Lord, that they would stand guard over us as we walk to and fro in the earth, doing your will and accomplishing your purpose. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for power for each and every one of us, that it would be manifest. Lord, I pray, Father, that those that have been brokenhearted would have their hearts healed and sealed this day. I pray, Father, for everyone that has received bad news. I pray, Lord, that you would cause all things to work together for the good of the called according to your purpose. And that bad news would turn into good news. That morning will turn into singing and dancing and rejoicing in Jesus' name. Though there's weeping enduring for the night, that joy comes in the morning, and I proclaim it over our lives in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now that you would raise up your church, your true church of the living God, those that you have called and set apart unto your purposes at such a time as this. I pray you would raise us all up at this time to do your will. And in Jesus' name, it is sealed and it is done. And bless each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.